Blog Talk Radio. I don't know what happened. Hold on, let me just do something here. But I was having problems logging in. So the eight people that listen, I want them to know I was having a problem. I don't know what happened. That took away 10 minutes of my show. Okay, so welcome. I apologize again. Something happened with the log on. I think next year, since I'm going to do things that stay consistent. Next year, I'm going to make it like an hour show, so we won't have this problems with these, the 30 minutes. The 30 minutes free, just for the record. The hour show is going to cost me like $60, and I'm on a budget, but I think I need to do that just in case things like this happen. Good morning. It is December 17th. Can you believe that? There are just two things I need to do really quick. I had issues. Sorry. Logging in on air now. Okay. So for the eight people, they all know I'm on the air now. Again, December 17th. Wow, you guys, it's going so fast. Have you guys started thinking about, wait a minute, who am I? What am I doing? What's the purpose of the show? Maybe we should start with that, right? Who am I? I try to figure that out every like other day. But anyway, welcome. No, I'm Shirley. I'm your host. Looking for my give a fuck. Episode 72. I just love these episodes. I can't believe it. I can't believe I'm actually doing the damn thing. And what I really had even worked it up to talk about today on the show were these three things, and I can't find them. I really wanted to talk about some. Let me see if I can find it. I had it all together, but then, of course, my system just went down. But I wanted to talk about three things that would help us bring into the new year. I think I have one more show before the new year. I do believe so. Sorry about that. One of the things that, let me just find it here, that I discovered very recently, and I talked about it on the show, I think, last week or the week before, and there was these three things that Mr. Jay King, and I'm allowed to say his name, because he knows I've talked about him on the show before, and everyone's like, why is that? Why are you worried about that? Well, you don't want to say things about people if they weren't aware of it, or if you just don't give them a heads up, especially if you know them personally and you're sharing, I wouldn't say personal things, but this was a personal conversation that I would constantly have with Mr. King. And so therefore, I just kind of let him know, hey, can I talk about what we talked about? And normally there's not a problem whatsoever. And I'm sure there's not a problem today. But I wanted to remind everyone that we're coming into the new year. And what are the three factors that I learned very, very recently? And again, they were posed to me about 20 something years ago by Mr. King. And I didn't understand what it meant. I am lucky enough now to utilize these topics we're talking about and to be of age to where I can put them into play now and watch a betterment. I don't know why I said a betterment, but to be able to utilize these skills to, no matter how old I am, to be able to use them from 2 years ago till now, I'm really understanding them now, but we'll go over them again. Consistency is key. I talk about that a lot. Mr. King would always say, Shirley, you'll start something and you'll be done. Okay, I'm over with that. That was done. That was an emotional thing, and that was a legal thing, and I'm bored with it, so on and so forth. Adult ADHD or whatever you want to call it. But it wasn't fair. And it wasn't fair to people like for this show. If you're going to do a show, especially everyone's into social media, they want to pop off and they want to, they want to be of importance. I think the problem with that is consistency. If you're going to do a show, if you're going to talk about self-help, if you're going to talk about yourself, it doesn't matter. Just give it timelines. Just like, this is going to be an episode for 6 months, or I'll be on the air for sure 6 months. I don't know what we're going to revisit 7 months. And so that you're giving yourself a beginning and an end date at some level so that the people that are following you or just yourself, it gives you the freedom to to make a change, to shift. Or one day, like I should do, I'd be like, oh, I'm over it now, not realizing that. Even with my crazy, and we call that crazy. What I mean about my crazy, I want to kind of say that too, is my ability to say anything from the soul and do all things from the soul, which could be make a lot of mistakes and push people away and just do some horrific things. But it's who I am. That's the truth of who I am. And so therefore, when I'm like, oh, I'm over it, and, you know, I've given you guys all the tools, there's somebody out there that needs, well, surely, that's not right. You know, it's like you go to your favorite restaurant, then one day it closes because the cook is tired. No, that's not right. Or you go to your favorite store. I think this happened to my mom recently. She went to Big Lots in Silmar. She's like, it's closed. We didn't get a warning, okay? So consistency sits with that, whether it's professionally, personally, you know, your social media, you know, people. Revisit your social media, even if it's personal. Do you want to say something every day? There are programs that can just log in you saying hello every day if that's what you want to do for consistency purposes. I'm very inconsistent with my Facebook pages and things of that nature, and I may or may not change that because I believe going on Facebook is not about, you know, showing out. It's about sharing what's on your heart. That's mine, but it could be a little different. But I do know I have a couple new businesses coming up, and there will have consistent posts so that. Let's go back to, you guys, and remember this. In our town, we used to have this thing called, hold on, my time. Okay, this thing called the Penny Saver. And it was free, and it would come once a week. And on Penny Saver, you knew what was going to be on the front, the back, and you knew on page 3 had this and 4. Had, I mean, you just knew about the Penny Saver, and it was just a livelihood. So all of a sudden, when you're like, I need a carpet cleaner, Penny Saver, it was a physical thing, it was not online. Page 8, page this and that. Oh, I need to find some furniture. You can get a whole house for $1,900. Page 5, the Penny Saver, right? And so it was this consistent thing. It's very similar to the phone book. Remember back in the day, we would have little markers in the phone book. I could even do one up on that. In the legal profession, we'd get these books from the Daily Journal newspaper, which was very costly. It's like $10 of newspaper. You have to have it. Even online now, but in it, they used to give us these directories for the courts, all the courts. Man, you would label, highlight, add names. I mean, that was your Bible. And don't quit a job because we were fighting over your Bible, right? Or don't lose it because we'd be trying to steal your Bible. So what I'm saying is consistency. It was something that you always could just go to and you know. It's very hard to have consistency with things these days because everything moves so fast. So being a part of being consistent with your social media, consistent with your business, consistent with your personality. Yeah, can't do that without drugs. Oh, gosh. Okay. Anyway, consistency is key. Consistent. And consistency can be this. You don't have to keep doing something you don't want to do. If you start on a road and you're like, you know, this is not comforting to me, what you do is you sit back and you figure out how long you can be consistent with it. And then you just merge it out of it. That's business, again, social media, life in general. Most of us hang on to things. Why? Because we're told to. But yet we're not consistent with why we're doing it. We're just doing it because we're told to. Okay, so that's consistency is key. I want everyone to go into the new year 2024 with being consistent. Consistency, again, the definition out there is probably much different than what I'm saying. My saying is this, if you start a blog, keep the blog. Before you start the blog, maybe consider your longevity of that blog. It could be forever. That's great. So forever you're going to do it, right? Or it could be yearly. Like I'm going to revamp my stuff at the end of the year. It gives you something to look for. It gives you something to do. Consistency also has an important part, which is an exit plan. So be consistent enough to get to that exit plan that you've already executed prior to starting anything that had a consistency mannerism to it. Wow, I don't know where that came from. We'll try that again next week. That was kind of professional, right? All right, two. I was trying to find the C's to keep this, but committed decision-making, or basically make a decision. I just tried to throw that C in there, so we have three C's, but please make decisions. Make decisions. It was really weird. I made this decision on this new website that I was doing for my business, and my heart and soul wasn't in it. I just said, you know what? I didn't make this decision. I said, I'm going to do it today. I'm going to do it today. I sent it to a person I really care about, and she said, what the hell is that? I was like, well, I was committed to making that decision, and the decision was to do the website today. She said, oh, that's really good. You were committed, and that's really nice, and you made the decision to do your website. Now we got to work on it. And again, so that wasn't a double whammy or anything like that. I made the decision, but my heart wasn't within that decision. So it's a double, it's a, it might be a double-edged sword, I guess, when you have to make a decision. But whatever you do, you have to sit with it. So I made that decision to do that website because I wanted it on that particular day for no other reason, because nothing's not going to kick off until January. But I was having one of those, you know, professional adult ADHD moments. And so, boom, she was like, that's not working. But I made a decision. But let's go back. The importance about being committed to the decisions you make, you have to have more than just a, I want to do it because. Think in mind if you're the president of the United States and, you know, you're having a bad day. I wonder how they handle that. You're having a bad day. You can't make a decision on handling, you know, having, quote unquote, a bad day. I mean, I'm sure they do, but that's why they have people around them to keep them grounded in a decision-making atmosphere. You know, I know you're pissed off at your husband, Shirley, but we're going to ignore that just for 2 seconds, and we're going to stay focused on the world and the red button. Oh, okay. Because if I'm mad, I don't care. It's the red. Oh, my God, something's wrong with me there. But anyway, again, decision-making is important. Making decisions is important. I know I have a few friends that are in, I would call them relationships or whatever these ships are, and they're in it for all the wrong goddamn reason, but they can't make a decision to remove themselves from that because the fear of being alone or the fear of hurting someone's feelings and all that crap. And I know it's a lot, but I can tell you one thing about Mr. King, and that nigga has made a lot of decision making that have affected me personally. And when someone makes that decision and they ain't going back, you know, you just got to roll with that decision. You'd be like, oh, okay, well, yeah, damn. Okay. But decision-making is one of the core leadership characteristics. There are two people in my family that I've watched work who make decisions. I'd be cracking up when they make it because they're twin brothers. It's Curtis and Cotter. And they have these distinguished voices, right? Kurt and Cotter, I swear to God. First of all, they're fine. My cousins are so fucking cute. Because we're the same age. I'd be like, dude, man, I should have been born to another family. I probably have, let my mama tell it. But anyway, Curtis and Kyler, when they make the decision, it's so cute. They have this raspy voice. They'll make the decision, and then they have this giggle. And when you hear that giggle, it ain't changing. And they move on. It's just like, please don't even, test me on that bullshit. I love it. It's major decision making. Then I have another cousin, and I love her to death, that'd be like, yeah, maybe so, around the corner, blah, blah, blah. Same family. Around the corner, maybe so, yes, yes, not, you know. It's just like, make a decision. But it's just the way they handle things. The female cousins in the Favors family, and I'm talking about all of them, they make decisions from emotions and caring for the world. I think they got that from their mom and from Granny. They have, you know, their grandmother from their dad's side. Her name is Granny. I miss Granny. But every time she made a decision, it was about 20 other people. I live with my mom. The decision was about her. And I'm pretty selfish on decision-making. But Curtis and Cotter, the way they were able to handle decision-making is that they make the decision, and then they giggle, and they just keep them moving. But, again, they're twins. They probably had each other, right? Another person I was thinking about just very recently is my cousin Ralph, who passed away. That's a decision-making Negro one-on-one. I just realized my son's the same sign as he is. Anyway, decision-making is key. It's leadership. It's character. It is of self. One person when it comes to decision-making that I honor on a very, very, very high level of personal well-being and being authentic and true to self is my cousin Lee J. And I miss my Lee J. I love you guys. So I like to take some time to take the show to brag about my family too so they can hear it. Because, you know, sometimes we're so busy wanting the world to hear about our family, whatever, you know, we never tell our family. And there are times that I don't get a chance to talk about the Bakers. Well, that's my uncle and his family. I mean, you know, perfection looks crazy. Them motherfuckers are not only just beautiful. I mean, Michael Baker is a great musician. And my other cousins, I'm not sure what they're doing, but I bet you one goddamn thing they're great decision makers. And my uncle, oh my God, he made a sandwich look like the most beautiful thing in the world. And Auntie Jane, oh boy. I can't tell you about the love I have for all my family. In fact, I think I'll do a show 1 week about family and the greatness and what we see because of their consistency and their decision-making, what we see as decision making. For instance, consistency. My grandma would iron consistently, and she did it. And she had a routine. She made decisions. She was all that in a bag of chips. That's probably where a lot of my family gets that. Sometimes I just have the hardest time making decisions, just like my cousin, my female cousins. I hate to break it up like that, but the male cousins be like, "Shh, we got to go, move it. You don't like it. I don't care." You know, the females in our family are like, "What about this? What about that?" They're like, "No." So again, consistency. Consistency is important. Let's go back to that, because people watch you. I didn't realize that. Right now, I don't know how to iron because I refuse, because I saw my grandma do it so much. But if I had to iron, I know exactly how to do the creases and all that. That's funny, because I watched her. She was very consistent. I made the decision never to iron again because I was just being hard-headed. I should have learned how to iron. Now it's called the dryer. All right, so the third one we have is connections. This is the key for professional growth. I just learned that. Any and all places that you are working, please make connections. You don't have to be best friends. It's easy to make a lot of enemies. Let me tell you, I did that and walked out and cussed everybody out and did a whole bunch of unnecessary stuff because I thought the world revolved around my emotions. Nope. Anyway, connections are key. What are the purpose of connections? They're not romances, okay? Those are good too. But connections are people that you work with that you think, you know what, I could probably go out and have a drink with them or tea with them or coffee with them. Or when they find a new job, and this happens a lot in the legal profession, when they find a new job, a better job, and they find out inside that someone's looking for someone, they would be the person you would want to pull you into a new position. And that's what happened with me. A lot of times, great positions are not necessarily put on Indeed or publicized or anything like that. They're talked about, they're developed, and usually they will ask the in-house, you know, employees, do you guys know of anyone or does anyone want to promote up? And 90% of the time, they're going to listen to someone saying, "Hey, I have a recommendation." And I, in fact, mine was so well recommended that my level of having to interview was very minimal. He just trusted me. And it wasn't until very recently that the attorney, I wrote something for him and he was like, "Oh, you are very, very smart." So again, you'll get, you know, these connections will bring you to the forefront. But please make sure that you do the best you possibly can in within connections. If someone refers you out, or a lot of times I might get a call and someone says, "Well, Mr. King referred me to you," and I might not have all the answers, but I'll send them to someone else. And you know, the one thing about connections, you guys, call the person that you're referring them to and say, "Hey, you know what, I'm Shirley, you know, you don't remember me or not, but I'm going to refer someone to you," and just get that name so that when that person speaks to the person you referred, that connection, they feel as if they are connected. They just weren't one of those, "Oh yeah, huh, who are you? Oh yeah, I know Shirley, what's your name, what do you need?" So take that minute. Connections are key. Again, the reminder was last year around this time, I separated from a position. I called Jay King for help because he's not only from Club Nouveau, he's done a lot of stuff, and he is the president of the California Chamber of Commerce. And as a result, I called him, and it's sad when he says to me, "Nothing personal. I mean, you only have me." Not that those are bad things, you know, because with him, I have 45, 50 years of his, you know, his experience I can ride on. But his thing was, "Hey, you have to have your own." And I did that. And when I went out and I worked this temp job, I met this young lady named Teresa, and I'm now working with her at a large law firm. So, and I have so many other people I met during those temp jobs. Take temp jobs. They're so amazing. They're so fun. Anyway, so the three things we're going to go into 2024 are consistency, committed to making decisions, being committed to the decision in which you make. Make a decision and commit to that decision. There you go. Make a decision, commit to that decision. And the next is connections. Those are key. And I'm going to say those every single day, not just for you guys, but for me too. It's really, really, really easy in this world to, you know, stay away, especially on connections, because social media is about, you know, isolating self. And let's not do that. Man, when I had 10 minutes earlier, before I lost it on the show, there were a couple of songs. I'm changing this. This is so bad. So right before the show, I was talking to Mother, and she picked out two of the songs she loved the most. And again, this is a whole change. This is just something to leave the show with, just having a really good time. So the first one was, and I love this too, and see if you guys are familiar with it. It is Afternoon Delight. By the Starland Vocal Band. Now, why is that important? I don't know. It was just funny. So Mother and I were singing it because, you know, we're kind of crazy. So let's see, how much time do I have? I have like 2 minutes, but I'm not going to sing it. But I know you guys can remember this. Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, what it's right, when it's right, it's right. Why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? Remember that song? And then thinking of you, working up my appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make the sparks ignite, and the thought of loving you is gonna something so exciting. But sky rockets in flight, afternoon delight. I want everyone to go on YouTube who haven't seen that. When we were growing up, that was such a song. When you said that, it was like, oh my god, like mommy's gonna have sex in the morning. It was just so cute. So that's what that was. And then her other favorite song, because my mom is, you know, she's going to have Afternoon Delight. And then the other one was by Paul Simon, 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. I said, Mom, this is so bad. But this, if you guys need some ways to leave your lover, 90 seconds in my ear, it says, you just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and let you'll sail free. Those are mother's favorite songs. So Afternoon Delight, you leave your person. Not on the same, you know, whatever. But they were both in the same genre, and it was so funny. Father would hear 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover, he would turn that completely off. But when he would hear Afternoon Delight, they had a wonderful, wonderful morning and afternoon, I'm sure. Okay, you guys, we talked about a lot today. I do apologize for things happening, but it does happen. I want to end with consistency. Be committed to the decision you make, or make decisions, connections. If you're lucky, have some afternoon delight. And if you have to leave your lover, remember there's 50 ways. It's terrible to end a show like that. Anyway, you guys, have a great, great week. Make great memories, and I'll be back next week. Until then, afternoon delight.